Hey everybody, it's March 13th. We are spending 5 days on talking about our senses. Yesterday I talked to you about the importance of giving God thanks for the things that we see. And today I want to talk about something else that we, I think, are very quick to overlook in our society. And that is this blessing of taste. And I think this has, for some people, become something that they have just recently recognized as something they need to give God thanks for, because many people have lost their taste for a time being with COVID. And we live in this society that takes very little time to really stop and appreciate this wonderful gift of taste. I love watching a child. I've got a son that's 9 years old that is a foodie. He loves food. And we were in a restaurant recently, and he kept peeking into the kitchen as they were preparing his food. And you could see the appreciation in his eyes, knowing that soon he would be able to bite into that food and eat it. But you know, we live in this fast-paced world that we don't even stop sometimes. I'm guilty of eating so fast I can barely taste my food. We have fast food restaurants. That's a goal, seems to be to put food in our stomach so we can get to the next thing, not to stop and appreciate God's blessing of food and taste. I remember being a school teacher, and we would have an 18-minute lunch period and put the food down as quickly as possible to move on to the next class. I want to encourage you as you eat today. No matter what you eat, no matter whether it's cafeteria food or whether it is at your favorite restaurant, whether it's leftovers, I want to encourage you to recognize that it's such a gift that God gives us to be able to taste and to be able to experience different tastes. You know, I think about the Hebrews that were in the desert wandering, and I think about them getting manna every day and just how mad they got that they had the same thing to eat and they wanted meat, they wanted something different. And I can look at them and say, wow, they were selfish and it was all about them. And until I realized that if I was with them in the desert, I probably would have been doing the same thing. Take some time today to savor the food and the drink that God has blessed you with. Stop, pause, and thank. Eat your food slowly today and remember how much of a blessing it is that you live in a place and you have the means to eat different foods and experience in a wonderful way this sense of taste that God has given you. Let's pray about that. Lord, I know many of us have never just said a prayer about thanking you for taste, but here we are. And Lord, every stick of gum we put in our mouth, every time we take a drink of fresh water or our favorite soda or whatever it is, Lord, that we eat today, may we pause and may we thank you for this beautiful thing that we don't even think about, this beautiful blessing called taste. Lord, thank you so much that you have given us all of the flavors to eat and to drink, all the things, as we talked yesterday, to see. Lord, you have blessed us so much. Lord, we know that it's easy when we eat something that's bitter or that doesn't taste good to complain about it, but may we begin to thank you in earnest for the wonderful things that you give us to consume, to taste, to chew on. Lord, what a gift. Thank you for that. Lord, we know that in heaven someday we will be able to experience tastes and sights that we've never even been able to comprehend. But in the meantime, may we just be in awe of, again, your creativity, of the materials in this world that are put together that we can enjoy the taste, Lord. Go with us today. Guide us, and may we be thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.